We thank God for George and Patty and for their family right here out of Harvest. Give them a good hand. I know that he doesn't really need a hand, but it's important. I think our church should remember the great things that God does from this congregation. Amen. I'm asking the Lord to help us have influence in the business arena, the government, and all those different arenas. This is national influence. It's powerful. It's a kingdom principle. Amen. It's beautiful. Also want to remind you or let you know, we will have a table. I'm not sure where George is going to be set up here. The table there afterwards, you can speak to him, learn more about it there, how you can be a part of whatever that you could do to help. Right there at the table, you can see George. Now, also, each week, we're going to be presenting different ministries. And so we have, Mercedes has a table out there as well, and she's got one just right around the corner if you want to look at her table and what she's doing, the ministry that she's doing. And each week, we're going to let different ministries have a highlight at those tables. Is that all right? So you can learn. There's so many great things and great people in this church that are doing a wonderful work for the Lord, and we need to highlight that. We need to allow them to have expression of that. And so stop by those tables. Stop by and just hear what God's doing, how you could pray, what you could do to be a part, and just let God touch your heart. And more than anything, support those that are laboring so hard. Is that all right? You know, over 2,100 times the word give is used in the Bible. 2,100 times it talks about giving. I'm going to ask if the ushers would come at this time. Now, you would think that love, the word love, would be referenced more. But love is only referenced 700 times in Scripture. Give is referenced 2,100 times. Because you can't truly love without giving. You can't do it. You can give without loving, but the essence of loving is always to give. And so God understood that. And so you might be giving your talent, your time, your energy, you might, a multitude of other things. George and Patty are giving so much of their lives. Mercedes is giving her life, so many others. Generosity is the very foundation of love. And so if you want to experience God's blessing in your life, giving is a great part. It's a great part. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 8:9 says. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you might by his poverty become rich. And so Christ gave his all that you and I could have our all. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Do you? I want to also just make a quick moment here to say something. We have been taking pledges. We're asking you to get them in by September 1st for the remodeling of our building. We're going to try to create a foyer out front if we can get enough funds to do that. And we're going to have a whole new stage up here. I want to say to you, we're on course for that. Amen. And you have responded, and we thank God for your response. I got a letter from a fellow named Scott. I won't use his last name. Some of you old-timers would remember him. He used to come to the church, and he told me that he's been listening to our messages. And he said, you made a comment that the church hasn't been remodeled for 20 years. He said, I would like to correct you. It's been 32 years. He says, the only thing that's ever changed is these lights and that cross in 32 years. And he says, and the other thing he wants to do is he wants to rebuke the baby boomers in here. That's what he wrote to me. And tell them to get involved in ministry. And he says, we need to get William Cox back on the drums. That's what he wrote to me. He says, these old timers are sitting back and doing nothing. He said, put him back on the drums and get him up in the sound booth. He told me he's in another church and he's working the sound and the media and the overhead. He says, we can do a good job because we can focus on it. I said, I don't know who this guy Scott is, but I like him already. Amen. So we're on course to remodel, give a new facelift, and then we're going to keep moving, and we're believing God to do a whole new thing in a couple of years. Is that all right? In the next season, we're going to see God do some wonderful things. Are you ready? Let's give. You're giving every